Welcome to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and today we're concluding week 6 with AI operations best practices, synthesizing everything we've covered about MLOps, monitoring, scaling, team building, and vendor partnerships into comprehensive operational excellence frameworks.
I'm Alex Rodriguez, and Sarah, this week has been incredibly comprehensive. We've journeyed through the entire AI operations landscape, from infrastructure and monitoring to enterprise scaling and strategic partnerships. Today, we're bringing it all together.
Exactly, Alex. We've learned that successful AI operations isn't about mastering individual components. It's about creating integrated systems where MLOps infrastructure, performance monitoring, enterprise scaling, skilled teams, and strategic vendor relationships work together seamlessly.
Let's start with the AI operations maturity model. Most organizations progress through distinct stages: basic deployment, operational monitoring, scaled implementation, and finally, operational excellence. Each stage builds on the previous one and requires increasingly sophisticated approaches.
At the basic deployment stage, organizations focus on getting AI models into production. This often involves manual processes, limited monitoring, and small-scale implementations. It's where most pilot projects operate, but it's not sustainable for enterprise needs.
The operational monitoring stage introduces systematic performance tracking, basic MLOps practices, and structured deployment processes. Organizations start measuring model accuracy, tracking resource usage, and implementing basic governance frameworks.
Scaled implementation represents the transition we discussed in episode 33. Organizations expand successful pilots across multiple departments, implement enterprise-grade infrastructure, and develop cross-functional AI teams. This is where many organizations struggle without proper frameworks.
Operational excellence integrates all components we've covered this week. MLOps pipelines automate deployment and updates. Monitoring systems provide real-time insights into performance and drift. Teams have the skills to manage complex AI operations. Vendor relationships are strategic rather than transactional.
The integration challenge is real. We've seen organizations excel at individual components, but struggle to coordinate them effectively. Strong MLOps infrastructure doesn't automatically lead to good monitoring practices. Excellent teams can be undermined by poor vendor relationships.
Best practices for integration start with governance frameworks that connect all operational components. Organizations need clear ownership structures, decision-making processes, and communication channels that span MLOps, monitoring, scaling, and vendor management.
Data architecture serves as the foundation that connects everything. Consistent data formats, standardized access patterns, and robust data governance enable MLOps pipelines, monitoring systems, and vendor integrations to work together rather than creating isolated silos.
Operational resilience requires redundancy across all dimensions: backup MLOps environments, alternative monitoring approaches, cross-trained teams, and diversified vendor relationships ensure that failures in one area don't cascade into system-wide problems.
Cost optimization becomes more complex, but more important at the operational excellence level. Organizations need to balance MLOps infrastructure costs, monitoring overhead, team development investments, and vendor expenses while maintaining performance and reliability.
Performance measurement evolves from simple accuracy metrics to comprehensive operational dashboards. Successful organizations track technical performance, business impact, operational efficiency, and team productivity across integrated scorecards.
Let's discuss common pitfalls we see across the entire AI operations spectrum. The most frequent mistake is treating operational components as independent rather than interconnected systems. Organizations optimize individual pieces without considering system-wide implications.
Another major pitfall is underestimating the human dimension. Technical infrastructure and vendor relationships can be excellent, but without properly skilled teams and effective change management, operational excellence remains elusive.
Over-reliance on vendors is another common issue. Organizations sometimes assume that buying comprehensive vendor solutions eliminates the need for internal capabilities. In reality, effective vendor relationships require sophisticated internal expertise to manage partnerships effectively.
Strategic continuous improvement frameworks are essential for long-term success. AI technology evolves rapidly, and operational approaches must adapt. Organizations need systematic processes for evaluating new MLOps tools, monitoring techniques, scaling strategies, and vendor offerings.
ROI measurement across all operational dimensions helps justify continued investment and identify optimization opportunities. This includes infrastructure efficiency metrics, monitoring effectiveness measures, team productivity indicators, and vendor relationship value assessments.
Integration strategies that connect individual components into seamless capabilities require careful planning. APIs and data formats must be standardized. Processes must be documented and automated. Teams must understand how their work connects to broader operational objectives.
Building organizational learning capabilities ensures that insights from monitoring systems inform MLOps improvements, scaling experiences guide team development, and vendor relationships evolve based on operational learnings.
For individual users and smaller organizations, these operational excellence principles apply at appropriate scales. Personal AI tool use can benefit from systematic evaluation, performance tracking, and strategic selection of AI services and platforms.
The comprehensive measurement and KPI frameworks we've discussed throughout the week need integration too. Technical metrics, business outcomes, operational efficiency, and team effectiveness should roll up into comprehensive operational dashboards that guide decision-making.
Looking ahead to week 7, we're shifting focus to advanced AI applications. We'll explore specialized use cases, industry-specific implementations, emerging application trends, and the strategic positioning for AI's future developments.
Week 7 will cover topics like AI in healthcare and finance, creative AI applications, edge computing implementations, and the latest developments in large language models and multimodal AI systems.
The operational excellence frameworks we built this week provide the foundation for implementing these advanced applications successfully. Without solid operations, even the most sophisticated AI applications struggle to deliver consistent business value.
Remember that operational excellence is an ongoing journey, not a destination. As AI technology continues evolving rapidly, your operational approaches must adapt while maintaining the integration and best practices we've discussed.
The key insight from week 6 is that AI operations success requires systematic thinking across all dimensions. Infrastructure, monitoring, scaling, teams, and partnerships working together toward common objectives.
Thank you for joining us for week 6 of AI Daily. We've covered extensive ground in building comprehensive AI operations excellence frameworks that integrate all critical operational dimensions.
Join us Monday as we begin Week 7's exploration of advanced AI applications. Until then, remember that operational excellence is the foundation that enables AI innovation to drive real business transformation.
See you Monday for the start of Advanced AI Applications Week.